Blog Talk Radio.
It breaks my heart. They ain't believing us.
We the best music.
They play themselves. Why you hating and being jealous? You could be over here embracing that love. More love, more blessings, more life. God did. You either win with us or you watch us win.
DJ Khaled.
They want to stop. Ooh. But look at us now. They count us out.
Time to say
they
a prayer.
They didn't think that we would make up. They didn't
think we bow our head.
Oh, but I know God is not. Oh, yes, he did.
They just praying that I crash. But those guys, they don't wanna see you last. That check of $3 million above your tax. A tub full of money, I still can't relax. Time spinning, Lord forgive me, I'm a sinner. Conquer, divide niggas. Wrong side of the petition, only divine winning. Better listen when I tell you how I put time in it. Please forgive me, God did. So leave me in the dark, swimming with the sharks. Dope boy, big con, still the biggest boss. Got a kilo on the plate, send them on the freight. Or I could go and buy a bank, I know my money's safe.
They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is not. Oh, yes, he did.
See me with the ring, you better play deep. Nigga, God did his thing when he made me. With the eyes stacked against me, I could crack the bitchy. I know only God could judge us, I say that for Britney. They smell blood like a shark, they start acting fishy. Well, I'm gonna have to act a ass and they gon' have to kiss me. Please don't hate me just to hate me. Before they overrate me, they gon' underestimate me. Funeral and wake me, bury me and excavate me. But I'm so cultivating, everybody replicate me. Nigga, face facts, dreadlock, face tats, I'm the apex. I made the culture when I swim, everyday fact. I fucked the world and what I did, I practiced same sex. I prayed more and said less, God did the rest.
They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make up. They didn't.
It breaks my heart.
Oh, but I know God.
Where we at, go?
Oh, yes, he did.
Where we at, go? Hope did. Please, Lord, forgive me for what the stove did. Nobody touched the billy until Hope did. How many billionaires can come from Hope crib? I count three, me, A, and Ree. Bronze or rock boy, so four technically. I left the dope game with my record clean. I turned the cocaine into champagne. I cleaned up La Madina with the same soap. Me and Loro talk about how we slang dope. Now the weed is stores, can you believe this top? I put my hustle on the pub, can you believe this guy? Then we said fuck it, took the dope public. Out the mud, they gotta face you now, you can't make up this shit. Judging how you judge it, say we going corporate. Nah, we just corner boys with the corner office. I'm at the cap table, what the split is? Not that cap table, boy, we live this. Breezy, what the business is? We push you 50 like fitting all, the shit is all legitimate. E was down 10 for this. We just got his 10 back, then went back like where the interest is. M light up the O3. We let y'all do the Zazas, OG for the OGs. Some you niggas out of pocket talking exotic. You barely been it up a hump, that's another topic. Monogram in my pocket off the red carpet. You see the face I made that night, shit is that shocking. Ours wasn't great, we even be alive. Gotta be crazy to y'all, nigga, we surprised. Shit is too much how we grew up. Shit don't even feel real to us. OG sold it, OG called Kingpin. If those are drug laws, then who are we then? Hov is a real nigga's dream. My only goal to make a real nigga feel seen. Sometimes I make a fake nigga hate life. Never my intentions, the consequences of my way of life. The way we used to play with life, I'm now careful with the senses. Them on only jail bars of life. I never wanted to be the state's custodian. The laws are draconian. For those married to the life, it's holy matrimonian. Somehow I outfox every box and try to throw me in with great ceremony. Folk in them told me how Holly Caddy spoke of him, and bloke in them from London, Harrow Road, Western End. How you speaking to the souls of men? Those of them willing to die for the existence that this cold world has chose for them. Kick a snow off a frozen Tim. Back and forth on his turnpike, really took a toll on him. A lot of fallen soldiers on his roads of sin. For those who make the laws, I'ma always have smoke for them. I got lawyers like shooters, working pro bono for him as a favor, cause I throw them in. In memory of T-Law, I pray none of your people die over jail phones again. All his pain from the outside inspired all his growth within. Some new plans getting broken in. Highest elevation of the self. They done fucked around and gave the right niggas wealth. These ain't songs, these is hymns, cause I'm him. This is Psalm 151, this is New Testament. Book of Hov. Jesus turned water to wine for Hov, it just took a stove. You never know how this shit could go. Me and Biggs probably got too big if they ain't booked that low. Hindsight is 2020. Though he's getting plenty money, looking back now this shit is funny. I just got a million off a sink, without risking a million years trying to get it out the sink. Hov big. They say they don't know me internationally, niggas on the road dead. I see a lot of Hov in gigs. Me and me can never beef, I sweep that nigga from a Hov big. Hov dead. Time we have a discussion, who the ghost, you donkeys know this. Forgive me, that's my passion talking. Sometimes I feel like Farrakhan talking to Mike Wallace. I think y'all should keep quiet. Breaks my heart.
Thank God it's down. Whoa.
Come on, man.
But look at us now. Whoa. They count us out. They didn't think that we were making up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is all that she did.
Talk to these niggas.
Yeah.
Let's just show them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I see dead rappers the dead of night to get a sight. Go shit, that's why I never write by time. Not get a refund, nigga. You can make a movie and not get a rerun, nigga.
See that?
So you can make a scene and I make a buck. My steelos, treat them like a kilo. Cut them or tape them up. I ain't the killer type, I'm the filler type. Black tuxedo and the force is vanilla white. I can't even pillow fight. Guns in the pillowcase. Trying to count the old bills, the shit's got the low face. Start with a low weight, start with a couple lines. I did the shit once, I can do it a couple times.
I'm me.
My nigga look at me now. It's a show, not chill when they booking me now. Wolf King, fuck around and get you put in the ground. Be the best out, it's no need for looking around.
200 on the dashboard, so I gave it to him. Then he had the nerve to ask for it, so I gave it to him. You ain't got to talk behind his back, you should say it to him. Then he tried to pull up where I'm at, so I gave it to him. They wanted the LOX shit, so I gave it to him. Strippers wanted money in the club, so I gave it to him. Homie wanted 50 from the plug, so I gave it to him. All my niggas needed was some love, so I gave it to him.
Big man with the muscles, I can all put the razor to him. Silverback, brains on the wall, like Gorilla Glue. Cross any one of my niggas, I don't care how you do him. Send his cold body back home, I don't care how you flow him. Brother cousin used to work with him, I don't care how you know him. Send my main bitch to go fuck him, I don't care how she screw him. Plant-based, vegan or beef, I don't care how you chew him. Locks got too many fucking hits, it's hard to pull. Been underrated, but the streets, they got us so warm. I'm like, thank you, cuz, just because. Fame and money bring jealousy, that's what it does. Niggas lie on IG just to get a buzz. Someone his college paid off, so I gave it to him. Send my nigga money in jail, it just made it to him. Cross me, suck my dick, if you related to him. And when I'm dead and gone, just be glad you know.
200 on the dashboard, so I gave it to him. Then he had the nerve to ask for it, so I gave it to him. You ain't gotta talk behind his back, yeah, just say it to him. Then he tried to pull up where I'm at, so I gave it to him. They wanted the LOX shit, so I gave it to him. Strippers wanted money in the club, so I gave it to him. Homie wanted 50 from the plug, so I gave it to him. All my niggas needed was some love, so I gave it to him. His first time seeing some profit, it was amazing to him. Now he want one of my watches, so I gave it to him. You just keep the gun in your pocket, that's good behavior to him. He ain't even gotta repay me, that's just a favor to him. Reason that they worship the God, I'm like a savior to him. Sometimes I give it to him harsh, at least I gave it to him. Told my man they in the air, then they made it to him. Dance with the devil one time, now I'm related to him. From the dirt to the muddy waters, yeah, I made it to him. Couple flicks, couple money orders, so I gave it to him. Mom, Dukes, wifey and my daughters try to cater to him. As soon as them things cross the border, yeah, I gave it to him. You already know, cop and go, that's how Jada do him. Look him in his eyes, be a man about it, say it to him. Then again, you'll probably do it how I hated it. Silent for 10 years, I put the potato to him. 200 on the dashboard, so I gave it to him. Then he had the nerve to ask for it, so I gave it to him. You ain't got to talk behind his back, you should say it to him. Then he tried to pull up where I'm at, so I gave it to him. They wanted the LOX shit, so I gave it to him. Strippers wanted money in the club, so I gave it to him. Homie wanted 50 from the plug, so I gave it to him. All my niggas needed was some love, so I gave it to him.
The hottest under the sun.
Ain't nobody fucking with me, man.
Hey, you already know that pimpin'.
Yeah.
Cash money breakfast where dreams come true.
Fuck up my dreams.
Somebody gon' die tonight. Hey, you already know that pimpin'.
Hey, it's cash money records, man, a lawless game. Unfucking believable. Little Wayne's the president. Fuck 'em, fuck 'em, fuck 'em. Even if they celibate, I know the game is crazy. It's more crazy than it's ever been. I'm married to that crazy bitch. Call me Kevin Federline. It's obvious that he'll be cash money till the death of him. The ground shall break when they bury him. Bury him. I know one day they gotta bury him. Better lock my casket tight, baby, so I don't let the devil in. People, it's just me and my guitar. Yeah, bitch, I'm heavy metalin'. Get the fucking Led Zeppelin. Niggas is bitches, bitches. I think they full of estrogen. And we hold court and take your life for a settlement. Yes, I'm the best. And no, I ain't positive, I'm definite. I know the game like I'm reffing it. This is the card of three, the New Testament. And I'm the God, and this is what I bless them with. Bitch, I'm me, I'm me. Cash money like a rug, tied to the fucking bird man like a lug.
And dear Mr. Ronald Williams, to you I shall forever give thanks like a pilgrim. Cash money million, heir to the throne, going at their heads like hair in a comb. Sitting by the window, I just stare at the stone. Know I'ma get through it like hair in a comb. Y'all money over bitches, my niggas trust my senses, and I will take a desert as the Lord is my witness. And you all have witnessed, but I am not finished. So keep your mouth closed and let your eyes listen. Bitch, I'm me. I'm me. I'm me. Baby, I'm me. So who you? You're not me. You're not me. And I know that ain't fair, but I don't care. I'm a motherfucking gas money millionaire. I know that ain't fair, but I don't care. I'm still a motherfucking cash money millionaire. Last year they had the Grammys and left me in Miami, sleeping on a nigga like I'm rapping in my jammies. I'm rapping when you sleep, I was rapping when you were in jammies. Mel Gibson flow, lethal weapon, book 'em Danny. I'm a monster, I tell you, Monster Wayne. I have just swallowed the key to the house of pain. Now I'm stuck here to deal with the house's pain. Fuck with me, I would peel like the house's pain. Let's go. Niggas don't wanna see me cause I'm better in bold. The only time I will depend is when I'm 70 years old. That's when I can't hold my shit within, so I shit on myself cause I'm so sick and tired of shitting on everybody else. I'm trying to tell you like I'm saying something. I'm from the dirty like the bottom of my pants cuffs, and there nothing gon' stop me, so just envy it. Hey, I'll accept a friendly quit. Yeah, I'm me. I'm me. Bitch, I'm me. Baby, I'm me. So who you? Fuck you. You're not me. And I know that ain't fair, but I don't care. I'm a motherfucking cash money millionaire. I know that ain't fair, but I don't care. I am a motherfucking cash money millionaire.
Fucking with me, man.
Hey, you already know that, pimpin'.
Cash money breakfast where dreams come true.
Somebody gon' die tonight.
Hey, you already know that, pimpin'.
Hey, it's cash money records, man, a lawless game.
What's poppin', y'all? That's good. I'm trying to see what we gonna get into tonight. Nah, just what's good, y'all? As far as updates, we've been slacking on our pimping, but we got a breakthrough today with the website, so. We're going to test everything again tomorrow, make sure everything works without any kinks. Keep our fingers crossed, and we'll have some drastic updates for y'all. As it relates to the website and the courses and access to those things. I'm going to do a brief show tonight. Tuesday, I kind of try to lay the foundation for y'all to examine and revisit that Cesque V Act, along with the rendition that I found from Jersey that definitely spoke the exact same language, and ultimately helped me to see even clearer how important this whole step in the process is. Tonight, I just kind of wanted to go a different route. For those that missed that particular show, they need to go back and watch it. Y'all can hear me? Show you. That's got fixed. I don't know if y'all can hear me or not, so just want to be clear. All right. Yeah, I'm going to do a quick show. I'm going to jump on something different. This is a quick article I wanted to read over. Talks about the status of the inhabitants when they are conquered, discovered, so on and so forth by the UNITAS, right? So in this it says, I'm gonna just jump right in. From an early period in American history, two principal theories were entertained and insisted upon by their respective advocates in reference to the power to acquire territory. These territories were conflicting. Theories were conflicting and were influenced by the opposing interpretations which the national and state rights schools placed upon the powers of Congress on the constitutional grounds. The state's rights school at first denied that the U.S. had any power under the Constitution to acquire new property. The national school insisted that the power existed and was necessarily inherent in the government as an attribute of sovereignty. Now, y'all know I don't even like saying that word, but given the context, it is what it is. Notwithstanding the doubt and denial of the extreme state rights schools, Louisiana and Florida were acquired by purchase. Texas by annexation, and an extensive territory was acquired by treaty with Mexico. The annexation of the Hawaiian Islands was effected by joint resolution of Congress. The Northwestern Territory acquired previous to the adoption of the federal constitution from Virginia was regulated by an ordinance for the government of the territory of the United States northwest of the River Ohio. And that was adopted in 1787. Territorial governments have from time to time been organized out of the other territories of the United States. The recent act of Congress organizing the territory of Hawaii prescribes specifically what classes of the inhabitants shall be deemed citizens of the United States. Now, it's just a pretty short article. I'm going to go through it, though, because it gives a little bit of insight as to your status. So, the character and extent of the power of Congress over the territories have been the subject of repeated and excited discussion in and out of Congress. The National School have insisted that under the Constitution, Congress have absolute and despotic power over the territories, that whatever they have the power to do, they have the right to do, if in their judgment it will conduce to the general welfare. And they construe the power to dispose of and make all needful regulations respecting the territory or other property belonging to the U.S. as the same in effect as the power to exercise legislation in all cases whatsoever. So, the state's rights school have held that the clause in the Constitution about the territories relates to them only as property and gives no right to Congress to govern them. again, that their right to government springs from their acquisition of them by cession and is not therefore absolute. A lot of terms being thrown around. Territory acquired under the right to declare war, pay attention, and make treaties belongs to the states as states, and Congress can only legislate in conformity to the principles of the Constitution. They have the authority to maintain peace and order and to establish tribunals for the administration of criminal and civil justice according to the law of the land as it existed at the time of the cession. But they can no more change the law of the land in a territory than they can in a state. They cannot regulate private property or interfere with private rights. Now, you know, it might have taken me like this whole article just to make that one point, right? And I know y'all just like, why are they making this to us? Well, you know, I like when they say it and I don't have to say it, right? Give me one second. Forgot to plug up the laps. Yeah, so, you know, I went through this article, and I'm going to keep reading the rest of it, right? Because they're telling you, no matter what's going on, no matter who's doing what, and this is in plain black and white, it says here they cannot regulate private property or interfere with private rights. So simple. This is about the status of those people who have been conquered. All right. In short, the law of the ceded territory on all subjects not within the delegated powers of Congress and the states must continue until changed by the only legitimate authority when the people of such territory with the authority of Congress form a sovereign state. Everything comes back to the people. To state briefly the essence of these conflicting theories in respect of the character and extent of the constitutional power of Congress, as has just been done in the language of an eminent American jurist, is to suggest the relative soundness and infirmity of the respective doctrine. Meanwhile, the usage in respect to the government of territories has followed the inclination of the national school. Occasionally, this course has been modified and qualified as the result of judicial interpretation. So this is where they take it, right? And they rely on their so-called interpretation, laws interpretation of words. So they rely on their judicial interpretations to make these decisions as to whether or not they can mess with your private property or your private rights. The trend of federal decisions, however, has been in support of the doctrines of the national school. Let's go a little further. It is to be observed that there are two separate and distinct subjects to be kept in mind in any discussion that aims at an intelligent, practical conclusion. First, the territory, pure and simple, as property. Second, the inhabitants as distinct from yet occupying the territory. The language and usage which govern territory as property of a sovereign are one thing. The people over whose lives, liberty, and property the new sovereign claims to exercise dominion and government is quite another thing. So there's two different things going on. and some of the confusion which characterizes much discussion in this regard will be avoided if this distinction is considered. As to the territory, meaning the public land and public property, the power of the new sovereign is absolute, but in respect to the inhabitants, the people, being free men, the power of the new sovereign is, to a certain extent, correspondent to that of the former sovereign, and may be further qualified by public law, usage, treaty, stipulation, and by the fundamental principles recognized and immemorially, I don't even know, I like that word. Yeah, that's what it says, immemorially, proclaimed by the state of the new sovereign. But it is not easy to distinguish between what are political and what are municipal laws. And to determine when and how far the constitution and laws of the conqueror change or replace those of the conquered. As between the new government and the citizens, protection and allegiance are reciprocal, right? Be a citizen, you get protection. But this relation does not by any means imply that political privileges and franchises, privileges and benefits, people, are included in the recognition of the property and personal rights of the inhabitants. Political franchises are presumably granted on grounds of expediency, having in view the safety of the state and the best interest of the community. The immediate property which is possessed by individuals is therefore to be distinguished from the ultimate property in the territory of the state and the objects of property accessory to it, which is vested in the state itself. As a member of a family of union of nations, the United States, let me read that again. I kind of ran past that, but I keep trying to tell y'all. But they just made it simple. As a member of the family of nations, y'all call them states, nations, the United States recognizes and is bound by principles of public law as its rule of action in all matters having an international character. But when it is question of municipal administration and matters not affecting the international relationship, it looks alone to the Constitution, its municipal law, and the usage of civilized states for guidance and direction. The general usage sanctioned by treaty stipulations has been to constitute the inhabitants of acquired territories citizens of the United States under conditions and with exceptions specifically indicated. They belong to the class of individuals who, in matters of personal and civil rights, are under the protection of the new sovereign, though they are not yet clothed with political status or the privilege of suffrage. In the absence of treaty stipulations in regard to national character, the inhabitants of conquered territory are subject to military dominion and protection and remain so subject until the new sovereign provides a civil government in substitution of the military authority. In the American system of government, the power to change this condition and situation from military domination to civil government is resident in Congress. So Congress has that right. Until this change is authorized by the appropriate legislative authority, the president, however, as chief commander of the army would be clothed with absolute power in this regard, where not the lives, liberty, and property of the inhabitants guaranteed and safeguarded by public law and the municipal law locally in force. The conquered territory, while in the transition state, is not a part of the United States within constitutional and legislative provision. An enactment, unless expressly included in terms, although in international relations, it may be so treated and considered. And then they go into some cases. I don't want to go into cases. The reason assigned for this exclusion of the island inhabitants from American citizenship appears to be that our insular possessions have not yet been admitted into the Union, although the territory in which they reside is presently under military jurisdiction and avowed the property of the United States. Under the American system of civil government, the inhabitants who are citizens are naturally divided into two general classes. So first, all the inhabitants who are secured by the fundamental law in their civil, personal, and private rights, property rights, sorry. Second, a limited and privileged class who are clothed with political franchise and privileges. The inhabitants of conquered territory are within the first division, but they are not within the second and privileged division unless embraced in treaty stipulations or under Congress acts and ordinance, and ordains the condition upon which they may be admitted to the various groups or grades of citizenship. This is a heartbeat. Judicial sanction in support of this position may be found in a variety of different cases. So the people of the United States as sovereign owners, the people of the United States as sovereign owners of the national territories have supreme power over them and their inhabitants. That's from the Supreme Court. All right. The personal and civil rights of inhabitants of the territories are secured to them, as to other citizens, by the principles of constitutional liberty, which restrain all the agencies of government, state, and national. So I pause right here briefly just to reiterate that rights of the inhabitants are secured to them. These aren't the rights that you have. These are the rights that the Constitution secures. Again, black and white, right? So it's secured to them. Liberty, which restrain all the agencies, all of them. All you got to do is just call them on their shit. All right. Their political rights are franchises, which they hold as privileges, right, in the legislative discretion of the Congress of the United States. In the Dred Scott case, they said Chancellor J. Taney declared that the citizens of our territories were entitled to all the privileges and immunities guaranteed by the Bill of Rights. The attention of the court, however, was not drawn to any distinction between provisions for the people of the United States and provisions for persons generally without reference to their political relations or allegiance. It is a subtle distinction, but I am inclined to think that it is a real one, which would be found of substantial service should they ratify the treaty as it stands. This is somebody they called it. Now they're just running me all over the place. It was the existing government when the territory was ceded to the United States as a conquest and did not cease as a matter of course or as a consequence of restoration of peace and was rightfully continued after peace was made with Mexico until Congress legislated otherwise under its constitutional power to dispose of and make all needful rules and regulations respecting the territory or other properties belonging to the United States. So what they're basically pushing everything towards is to say that the United States has the ability to do whatever it wants in absolution, right? So The civil rights and political status of the native inhabitants of the territory ceded to the United States shall be determined by the Congress. So this is what they're ultimately pushing towards. So this language is peculiar and differs from the corresponding stipulations in respect to the guarantees extended to the native inhabitants found in the treaty for the Louisiana Purchase, the Florida Treaty, and the Joint Resolution for Annexation of Texas. So this clause referring to the determination of the civil rights and political status of the Native inhabitants to Congress was no doubt inserted in view of the antecedent history of territorial acquisitions by the United States, recent American history, and with particular reference to racial conditions existing in these ceded territories. So in conclusion, so long as the ceded territories remain under military dominion of the United States, the president, in the exercise of the belligerent right of conquest, unless restrained by public law, treaty stipulation, or usage, possesses almost absolute power over the territory and its inhabitants. And this authority is paramount until Congress shall legislate in respect thereto. What Congress may do under constitutional grant or in the exercise of legislative sovereign power is one thing. What Congress should do in the contingencies presently arising in our insular possessions and under the stress of public opinion is quite another matter. The determination of these questions depend upon the institutions and laws of the new sovereign, which thought comfortably to the general rule of law of nations, affect the construct and application of that rule to particular cases. And it pretty much ends there for the article that I have. Now, I read the whole thing because a lot of times there's a little bit of hidden gems in the information that is presented. Now, I pulled out two things, and those two things I concentrate on tonight, which reinforce some of the things that we've been discussing privately. But before I do that, let me jump to the call line, see what y'all think, and then I'll get out of here. Peace. 901-270. What's going on?
What's going on, man? Just recovering from a 16-hour shift overnight.
That's rough out there.
Yeah, I had to do it Tuesday night into Wednesday, so I'm still recovering. But I say that to say what I gathered from this reading is that they inherently want Congress to do as they please with the United States, but also it is still in your best interest to occupy one of two positions in order to demonstrate that you do have rights.
Right. I think for me it's like there's two powerful statements in the whole thing. First, they tell you that no matter what's going on, and this is how I want y'all to look at stuff, because there's a change that's coming. And I don't necessarily ever really get into the meat and potatoes, but there are shifts that are happening. There is talks of regime changes, right? powers to be are speculating about, WW3, you get what I'm saying? So in looking at these things, oftentimes, I feel like we get lost in the chaos of what's happening. So I'll give you an example. COVID hit and everything went to shit. You know, people conformed. People said, you know what? We're going to go and listen to what they tell us to do. And we're going to lock ourselves in and we're going to comply. You know, we're going to put on these face things and stifle ourselves to death because that's what they're telling us to do. Not knowing that you have all the rights right, in your private capacity to protect yourself and your property privately. Now, the only way that these things are done is not through talking, right? So they give you one way of stopping all the agencies, and they said that's through enforcing the Constitution. Now, more specifically, they gave an example of the Dred Scott case and how the Supreme Court found that everyone has rights to the Declaration of Rights, right? Or the Bill of Rights in that. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So in all of it, what I'm saying is it's time for everybody to stop being distracted with the things that are happening outside of what you can control, and control what you can, which is you and the things that you're invested in. So paperwork should be done, right? We talked about how to preserve our heads in some of these private conversations. And all I'm saying is I didn't necessarily read the article earlier. I scanned some of it and I saw that line. So that's why I was like, I'm going to read it. I don't even care if it just talks about nothing else. I'm going to read this to y'all because this is them saying it. This is not me saying something. Right. So, yeah, that's the perspective I kind of took from it. I just wanted people to see, you know, that they still have work to do.
Right. But it's no different from what you have been explaining. It's just like you said, they're telling it to us in black and white.
Huh?
No, I'm saying that what you just read, they're telling it to us in black and white.
Yeah, what I'm saying is this, right? Y'all have private rights. Let me go into it again. Let me see if I can pull it up. And Tuesday, I did a quick jump back on... Believe it or not, I'm still building on Tuesday, but y'all might not see that. But I think I closed out all the
windows. Yeah, I got to go back and listen to that show.
Yeah, I believe I closed out all the windows because the freaking computer is acting crazy on me earlier. Yeah, I closed them all out. I'm not opening all that shit, but I'll give it to you like this. So I was looking at the fact that people are still kind of like lost as to how to really put a stop to some of the things that they're struggling with. And I felt like I gave access to certain information that, you know, should have painted a better picture. So I know you're familiar with 1666, right? And that particular law. And what I'm ultimately saying is, that same law verbatim, right, was enacted in Jersey. So it says administration of an absentee's estate under a court's general powers is not binding on the absentee unless he is in fact dead. And all acts done by an administrator under letters granted. A lot of this y'all should know from reading about the freaking things that I teach, right? For a person who is supposed to be dead, but who is actually alive, are null and void. Even where every step in the proceeding was taken with perfect regularity. That means that even if they did everything freaking right to the letter of their general freaking powers, right, they still got to give up that throne. But wait, it goes even clearer when I look at the Jersey law. Jersey says this law under this context has now become fixed by statute in most, if not all, of the states of the United States. This is in every goddamn state. You hear what they just said? Most, if not all. And this is old. Our first New Jersey statutes relating to the subject was enacted in 1797. I don't even know why y'all playing with me. And this, it was declarative of the law at the times, and is commonly known as, and I'm not going to tell y'all that part, right? Go back and listen to the show. Now, section 1 says, any person who shall remain beyond the sea. Doesn't that sound like 1666? Wait, it is 1666. Because they're going to continue.
That's exactly what it says.
Or absent himself. That sounds like 1666. Or hears herself from this state, or conceal himself or herself in this state for 7 years successively, shall be presumed to be dead in any case wherein his or her death shall come in question, unless proof be made. It's not me saying it. These are the people that are telling y'all, you gotta provide proof. Proof is provided in the form of an affidavit. Proof being made that he or she was alive within that time. But an estate recovered in any such case, if in a subsequent action, that means after the fact you sue their ass, you got to prove that you're alive, and then you got to sue their ass. Subsequent, after the fact, right? Action or suit, the person so presumed to be DED dead shall be proved to be living, shall be restored to him or her who shall have been evicted. Everything shall be restored. And he or she may also demand profits and interest, but demand and recover the profit and interest of the estate during such time as he or she shall have been deprived thereof with cost of suit. That means that you get to recover, like, you know, when you get an attorney, right? They'll tell you they don't charge you nothing up front, but they want one third on the back end, right?
Mm-hmm. No, always the back end.
You go into a court case and, you know, you're being sued and you lose the court case. And let's say it's the state. They're going to charge you attorney fee because somebody got to pay them. The state ain't paying to try you. So they tag that on. That's what they telling y'all. Y'all get y'all payments and y'all interest, and you get to add these little things like the cost of the suit. Now, wait, it continues. In section 10, it will be noted that this law provides that the person who has disappeared shall be presumed dead, and that its terms apply to any person, whether a resident or not. And further provides for the restoration. I don't know if y'all know how to look up words, but restoration. I don't know if y'all know what I'm talking about. You shall be restored of his estate to the person presumed dead if he returns alive. You got to come back alive. You gotta be alive. you gotta be alive. So I'm saying people are still distracted, as if the things that they're fluctuating to, like, you know, the little back and forth of the things that I feel like are just nonsensical. They're investing their time, their energies into these things, and they have freedom right in front of them. I keep coming back to it. Nobody can touch that. All you got to do is go get that. You get what I'm saying? But what do I know? Any other comments or questions, bro? I'm going to get out of here.
Nah, you just bust my head open with that one, so I got to go back and listen to the show for Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday was a rough one because I tried to read through it, you know, to help people. And I realized that's what I'm going to start doing. Instead of coming in here and giving y'all the summary of things, I'm going to come in here and I'm going to sit y'all and have y'all listen to me read through all the shit that I read through, so I can point out to y'all, you know, one, how obvious it is, and two, to help y'all see that there's pretty much gems in every damn thing. So, like, you know, you might not consider all that reading I did tonight to be beneficial, but if it told you that nobody can tamper with your private rights or your private property, that should tell you everything you need to know. You get what I'm saying? And that's in black and white. Like I keep trying to tell y'all, I don't want people to say I said something. I try to read it to y'all. So now I'm going to have y'all go through that painstaking process of listening to me stumble over some of these damn shits because I don't even understand the context that they're trying to throw it into, right? Or even what they're trying to say sometimes because I'm not, stopping to look up shit. I'm just going to get to the point of what I need y'all to see.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to try to read some of these things before the shows, but I promise you, that's going to probably be few and far in between. I'm going to pull these topics. I'm going to try to, you know, make sure the substance that I want is in there, and I'm going to go through it. I'm not going to keep coming on here and talking at y'all. Y'all not listening anyway. So, like I said, whether you want to think that annex means that you're separated or in this instance, annex means that you're attached, like Texas, I mean, it's there for you. They used it twice with the Hawaiian Islands, too. So this is how they incorporate these properties and regulate them. But your rights fundamentally are protected by the law of the land. If somebody, they wrote that, you know, they wrote that. That was just a quick read.
Mm-hmm.
I try to find a little bit, well, they're not all smooth, so I can't even say that because these are written from these technical standpoints. So I might not be able to do that, but beyond that, I'm supposed to be doing the name change webinar. I haven't posted anything on it, and it's supposed to be on the 21st. I finally got rid of the technician. We closed that out. I believe I have the courses section working properly. So now I want to spend some time getting the material up. I did post the webinar up there. I do not like that recording at all, at all. So I think I'm going to try to fix that tomorrow quickly. So I'll just do a private webinar and I'll post that up. And if I can get that for the people that are in class on Saturday, I'll show you how to access, if you pay for it, I'll show you how to access that webinar so you can start watching it. So I'm going to try to do some justice to it tomorrow and get that fixed. But yeah, I pretty much have the kinks worked out. It's just going to take me some time now to capitalize getting the information up, and then we can go from there. And then I can get back to some YouTube and maybe IG. Anything else you want to add, bro, before we get out of here? Before they boot me?
No, man, that's it.
All right, my brother. Appreciate it, man. I'm out of here. Peace, y'all.
Peace.